Hey, hey, hey.
Hi.
It's time to BL and chill with Kim and Banana.
It is time to BL and chill with Kim and Banana. How's everyone doing today?
I'm going to answer for everyone. We're great. We're sad that it's only Tuesday, but we're great.
But we're great.
Also, it's cold and the holidays are coming up and it's stressful and we're all very busy. But here we are.
We are very busy. I just realized, I'm sorry, this is really random, but I just realized that I logged in on the wrong account, so I can't leave any comments in the chat today. I'm so sorry, guys. All right, it's all up to you, Banana.
Okay, let's see if I can do this. Before we begin, I will disclaim, I think last week we ended our podcast saying that we were going to have Lila from Starstruck Media on today. However, all of our lives are lifing, and through accumulation of events, she will not be joining us today, but probably in a future podcast further down the line.
Definitely. But we for sure have a really, really fun program for today. I say program. I'm calling it a program because I don't know if you guys have noticed, but there have been the lineups for next year have been crazy. And I know that we already did a lineup episode for kind of like GMM TVs, but there have been so many shows dropping from so many different studios that it's a little bit hard to keep track of. And the other difficult thing is so many of these are, they come from novels and, you know, they're all like these little teaser trailers. So you kind of feel like you know what it's about, but not really. And then since they're from Thai novels, unless you can find them on MEB, it's kind of like, what am I getting into, right? And I actually really like knowing, like I like torturing myself by being excited for something I'm not going to see for 9 months. So
Kim likes to spoil herself.
I do. So I did a little bit of, like, we did a little bit of research for today to go ahead and find out what some of these shows are about. And then we can all be excited and torture ourselves together.
Yeah. Yay. So while we can't really say spoilers, we are going to deep dive into a few of the, series that we're more excited for in the sense that they had different plots.
Mm.
And this was fun because, you know, in order to deep dive into Thai series, you kind of have to like go to the Thai servers, and find things. So I guess we should disclaim for this entire episode that we cannot verify the true validity of the information we are sharing, but through our deep dive, this is what we found.
Yes. So to the best of our knowledge, it is correct. We can only do our best. We're in America. We don't have access.
Oh, gosh. And that's why our channels exist.
Although I think it's funny because we're saying deep dive, but I'm like, hello, kiddie pool. No,
hello, kiddie pool. Deep diving into the deep end of the kiddie pool. All right.
Oh, man. Yay. All right. I'm actually really excited. So why don't you kick us off?
Okay. So the first series that we have today, and I'm actually realizing we probably should have pulled the posters for some of these to help with identifying, but we didn't, and it's too late now because this platform does not support sharing JPEGs, which is dumb. but the first series is Love Destiny from Hell. Mm. That is the one that had the artwork poster of what looked like an angel of death, maybe, standing behind another man. It is by Violet Rain, the author who wrote, I don't know why, but when I read the abbreviation, like the first letters are IFY, and I'm like, if you know, that's not it.
If you know, love in the air.
No, love in the air. Yes, how I want to read that abbreviation. I feel you linger in the air. Violet Rain wrote, I feel you linger in the air. And he also wrote Hidden Moon. So knowing that those two series are kind of time travel-y, supernaturally, already intrigued. Yes. The summary that we found is This is very professional sounding. Okay. The narrative centers on a talented young archaeologist who, during his excavations, encounters a cunning and relentless reaper. This reaper threatens him, demanding the soul of his younger brother as a part of a dark pact. Why his younger brother? Why not just him? However, what begins as coercion gradually evolves into an unexpected and unbreakable bond between the two. As the archaeologist strives to save his brother and unravel the mysteries surrounding the Reaper, secrets from the past and deep emotions surface, intertwining their lives in unforeseen ways.
That sounds so cool! What?
Yeah, as M has said in the chat, this is what Indiana Jones should have been.
Right? I'm like, knock, knock. Is that a plot I hear?
Yeah, right. Oh my gosh. I will share that actually, in seeing that Indiana Jones comment, Indiana Jones really shaped a big portion of my childhood.
Oh yeah.
Like those archaeologist type shows and movies were like, for me, hook, line, sinker.
Yeah. Banana's an addict. You get any type of series that comes out like that, she's in the deep end.
So, like one of my all-time favorite movies, The Mummy. Yep, Indiana Jones is up there. Laura Croft series I was interested in. Then there's another series, and I can't remember the title or the actress, but she's a pretty famous actress that was about her being, it was like, she was like the female Indiana Jones, and that was a TV series, and I don't remember what it was called or who she was, but that was like another, like, for a while within my childhood, I was like, I'm going to be an archaeologist. And then I learned that, you know, it's not all glitz and glamour, but my favorite documentaries are still archaeologist based. So.
So what Banana is trying to say is that this is going to be her personality.
Tangentially, yes.
A good 12 weeks, assuming that it's going to be 12 episodes long.
Oh gosh. And do we remember what studio advertised this? Was it YYDS?
Yeah, this was YYDS. So YYDS is the studio that did My Stand.
Was it them or WeTV?
Was it? I thought it was YYDS.
But I do trust both of those studios to do a good job.
Maybe it was WeTV. Man, I could have sworn. But I could be thinking of another series that we'll be talking about today, which is for sure YYDS, and coincidentally, also written by Violet Rain. So there's a little bit of crossover there. Yeah.
But let's see, what other information have we pulled? Okay, the reader's favorite parts of the novel.
So this is consolidated from Ty Goodreads. So,
okay. Oh, dang, Kim.
Let's see what we got.
A little round of applause for Kim and her research deep diving skills here. Wow. Okay, let's see. Let's see what Kim found. Okay. Story plot worth following. The story of Tripoon, an orphan child who has to marry.
You know what? This is
I'm
the one.
I'm so sorry. I'm reading this. And I'm like, wait. This is not what I just read in the summary. What is happening?
So this is a disclaimer. This series is the one of all the ones we're talking about tonight where there is like the least information about it. And okay. That summary, like we got that. And then we got this information from like kind of like going through like Goodreads stuff. But the problem is that the translation specifically for this series, the rest in our podcast tonight are good. But in this one are like comical because they don't like I couldn't get them to translate correctly. And my Thai skills only get me like so far. So just for this one, we're going to read the Goodreads consolidated opinion, and we're going to have a good laugh because they're not going to make a lot of sense. The rest are fine. But we can all disagree that this is like a very anticipated series that like will still feel like what's going on.
Okay. So the plot is either what I just read or what I'm about to read. Or maybe it'll be both. Who knows? All right. According to Goodreads, the story plot is the story of Tripoom, an orphan child who has to marry Malin.
This does not sound correct, though.
It doesn't. It really doesn't. Okay, let me read it through it in one go, though. Okay. The story of Tripoom, an orphan child who has to marry Malin, a deaf niece of his patron, to inherit a will. A marriage full of mystery and challenges led readers to follow the story with interest.
Please tell me how this came from Love, Destiny from Hell. I'm wondering, actually, if in my research, there's maybe a couple of novels with a similar title.
Ooh, yeah. Okay, so maybe it's, yeah, because that happens a lot.
Mm-hmm. So.
Or maybe it plays into. Okay, well, I guess, let's see.
But I do know the last part. Sorry, guys. I do know the last part where I was talking about, like, the mystery and excitement. I know that is correct.
That is correct. Tinsley says, this is an entirely different drama.
It is. It's so funny.
You know what? We're here now. We're going to keep going. Okay, so this other, Love, Destiny from Hell, has a story plot worth following, which I just read, character development. Many readers appreciate the growth and change of the main characters, especially the relationship between Tripoom and Malin, which stems from an incomprehension of each other and developed into a deep bond. So I definitely think this is a different story because this forced marriage is apparently happening, despite the fact that there's a Reaper somewhere.
What if there's a forced marriage with the Reaper?
Oh, gosh. Okay. This story has atmosphere and lecture, detailed lectures and intense atmosphere creation make readers feel like they have entered the character's world and feel their feelings and emotions. And then there's mystery and excitement. A story full of mystery and excitement requires readers to constantly guess and follow the story. That is where we're at right now.
That is. So the funny thing about this one is that literally it's so hard to find information, which is why we put it first, because what's going on, we still don't know.
Get that out of the way.
But we do know that the story of a guy making a pact with a Grim Reaper to protect his brother, I'm sold. I'm already there. I've already got the, yeah, every week I'm already there. But it's kind of a little bit, you know, they haven't casted it yet. They haven't chosen, like, a director or anything for it yet. And obviously, like, Goodreads couldn't help me. So I kind of feel like, let's be excited and wait for more information together. But I tried.
Yeah, I feel like, let me see if I can quickly find which studio is doing it. Because like I said, I do trust both of them. And Violet Rain does have good novels. It's just, you know, like we saw, I don't know if you guys, if everyone here has watched Hidden Moon, but I do feel like the studios that pick up the novels make a huge difference.
That's true.
And so like, if I can't look at that word, I can't look at the abbreviation when I try to say it. I feel you linger in the air. If you know, Love in the Air. I Feel You Linger in the Air, phenomenal series. You know, everyone was just like hooked on it at the end of last year. And then Hidden Moon, I feel like was missed by a lot of fans, or the fans who watched it just couldn't stick with it. And I think a lot of that has to do with like the different studios that had picked up the series. So yeah, here's to hoping.
Yeah. Are you looking it up?
I am looking it up.
Mm-hmm. I really do appreciate, though, I know that we've mentioned this before, but I really do appreciate that, like, slowly but surely, we're kind of venturing into new eras for BL. And I feel, you know, since we've had these really awesome series come out, I think in the last couple of years, like we had Ken Porsche and we had like The Sign, and we've had a lot of like Salmon's works, you know, coming out. I think that there's kind of been this emergence of like getting out of college BLs, you know what I mean? Like there's this sense of kind of like getting into these other like maybe mature themes, or just like I think visually drawing us in, because it's like just different settings and different you know, dynamics in there. And I truly, truly appreciate that we have some of these really cool sounding projects, and especially for next year, putting together this list, I was like, ah! Okay. All right.
Mm. As M says, it is YYDS. So promising, very promising.
Yeah, super promising. I wonder if they'll get Pepsi to direct this one as well. That would be actually like the cherry on top.
So can I say, like, slightly jumping topics? I know with GMM TV, last year's lineup, we were kind of apprehensive for Sweet Tooth Good Dentist.
Mm.
And then, but we were like, because it's got Mark, we'll watch it. And then Pepsi ended up directing it. And I am so excited.
Yeah. Yeah. So that one goes. I feel like we're not always drawn to like rom-coms. I feel like that's to put like, you know.
They're easier to draw.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing to really hook you week to week. Like versus the more angsty plot-driven series.
But I kind of feel like Pepsi directing it makes me feel like there's probably a little bit more depth there than we're kind of seeing. Like, probably like yes and no. It's definitely going to be a rom-com, but sometimes you have series that are really fun, but they're fun in a way that when the things that are really dramatic happen, they actually like make you sink that much lower because the baseline for the series is so high.
Yeah.
So yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and M said, listen, Mark Ohm is about to blow us out of the water. I can feel it. You're right. You're so right. Every time they put out a new picture, I'm like, oh, no, I'm going to love it.
Love it. Yeah. It. Oh, gosh.
All right. So the next one in our lineup is one that we actually do know a little bit about, at least, and the information is a little bit more readily available. But, you know, we just got the official trailer drops for The Boy Next World with Boss and Noel, which is so exciting. And I do know, like, I'm pretty sure. Okay, I did not look this up, but there are so many interfans that I have seen have read the novel, which leads to me to believe that it has been posted somewhere by someone or it's available on Meb now. I feel like Meb has gotten like so quick at putting out novels now for interfans, but man, I don't know if you guys have used Meb before, but it is like $20-$25 a pop. They really think we have money. I think that's really, that's what's happening. But, you know, I think the first time that I was really introduced to anything even related to the premise of these characters is, I don't know if anyone remembers this. I feel like we're all going to get out our little BL canes and walkers. But in the second farm type series, the roommates or the sorry, not the roommates, but there was like the couple that like lived in the same building, and like those were these characters. And I remember at the time, like, I really liked those two actors, and I remember thinking like, oh, I wonder if they're gonna go and they're gonna like tell this story, because I'm so curious how they came together, because there are all these like, there are weird little hints in there that made me feel like their premise kind of had like more to it, and then nothing ever happened. And I forgot about it. And then when this series came out and I saw their names, I was like, wait, wait, I know them.
I know them.
So I'm super excited. So obviously we've had the trailer drop, and the trailer, you know, gave us a nice little visual representation of what's going on. But I found some more information on it. And if any of us are maybe a little bit curious, then here we go. We're diving in. Are we ready?
Ready.
Yay. All right. So Pugun, who has never experienced romantic love, leads a routine life until the enigmatic Cirrus, known as the Ice Prince, enters his world. Cirrus claims to be Pugun's boyfriend from a parallel universe, asserting that Pugun is the most important person in his life. The unexpected revelation propels Pugun into a journey filled with emotional challenges and self-discovery as he navigates the complexities of a love that transcends dimensions. I feel like I'm so excited for the series. I, of course, have like a little bit more to add, but just jumping out of that summary, I don't know. Oh, so I'm so curious. I think, you know, actually, Banana and I were talking about this the other day that we were kind of going back through series that have come, like, been written by MAME and have come out from Me Mind Why. And we were kind of thinking about like what we've liked and what we haven't liked. And we were talking a little bit about, no, I think that's fair to say. But I think when talking about this series, I think we kind of both agreed that the premise for this is just so promising and so fun. I'm so excited. I feel like there's so many comments to go through. Let's jump through these comments and then we'll dive right back in. Do you want to pull some up, Banana?
Sure. Okay. All righty. So M says it's like I Long Nai in a way, which, yes, very tangentially just pulling characters from the universe. And then we have a lot of excitement because we all know Boss Noel are going to kill it. And Paiu Rain says that the trailer looks amazing.
Paiu Rain, are you here specifically because you knew we were going to be talking about this series? Oh man. I think, I also really kind of like in stories too, characters that are like really apprehensive to like fall in love though. I think I really like that because I like when the relationship in the series is kind of a challenge, probably because my like secret love is slow burn. So I think that's something that I'm also kind of drawn to about this one. But let's see. So I wanted to try to figure out more about like what's really like the heart of the series and what the characters are dealing with. So I guess I'm just gonna kind of go through the things that I noted here. So primary theme is that there's parallel universes, and how do you deal with that? So Cirrus's claim of being Pugin's boyfriend from a parallel universe introduces complexities in understanding and accepting their connection. They both have to grapple with the surreal nature of their bond and question the reality of their relationship and what the implications are that like they're kind of with the same people, but not with the same people across different dimensions, right? Also, kind of, I guess, jumping into what I was talking about, Pugin having never experienced romantic love, faces the challenge of opening his heart to this person, right? So I think that'll be really fun. And all in all, it just seems like this series is kind of like got a cool theme, crossing over parallel universes, two people trying to figure out how to have a relationship together and open up for each other. And I think, I have no idea how this series is going to end, but like all series that involve some type of time travel or dimensional travel or anything like that, I think the question is always, how are they going to stay together?
All right, so my thoughts on this, what really hooked me is that the trailer bounced back between the different dimensions. So it wasn't just seeing it from the one universe's point of view of this Pugin, just dealing with a different Cirrus. It also bounced to the other one to see how that Pugin handled the loss of his Cirrus. And so I feel like that's really going to add to that angst because it's like, no, I want these two to be together, but I also like these two also need to be together. And so just like figuring out like if they switch back, like will it work out for our universe's Pugin? And then also that very end scene where it looked like Cirrus was meeting a darker side of himself.
Yeah, like what was going on?
But I think another thing that really has me excited in regards to the series is that for Boss and Noel, one thing that we were slightly apprehensive about is Love in the Air was such a phenomenal series.
Yeah.
That because they were so perfect for those roles. And so trying to picture all of those, get all those actors like to act far enough outside of those characters,
mm-hmm.
So that they don't feel typecast is tough, because even yeah. with Lovesea, a lot of the characteristics for Fort and Pete were still somewhat in alignment with Papai and Sky.
Yeah.
And so even though they were, yeah. And so even though they were very different characters, there was still a bit of overlap in us viewing them mm-hmm. in their old roles. But from watching this trailer, I don't think we're really going to get that. They felt like such different characters than Paiyu and Rain. And yeah. so that is another thing that got me really excited to see this.
Yeah, you're totally right. You actually made me have a little bit of a throwback to Vice Versa, and how during that I kept imagining, you know, because they like switched bodies, like I just kept wondering like what was going on with like the other thems, right, that were like in their world. And how I was craving so badly and like in Delulu land thinking we were going to get some like Om Nanon, you know, didn't. Like areas where they would be like on the other side. But I feel like that's so fascinating. Like what is happening on the other side? And I feel like it's really easy, I think, for a writer to just follow one path, but it's much more complicated, especially for us, the audience, with the angst that comes with like feeling like what's fair here, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
All right, quick deep dive into the comments.
Yeah.
Mame has upped her game. It definitely does feel like that with this one.
It does, yeah.
So excited. Mm. All right. Annie says, the parallel universe storylines have been an interesting development. Vice Versa and Two Worlds were good, so I'm curious to see another take on it. That's right. Two Worlds was also a parallel universe.
It was. I had forgotten about that, too, but that was just a few months ago. Jeez.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then M says, I think you can definitely already see the differences because Boss seems so soft, but in a vulnerable in a vulnerable, put it all on the line way, unlike the stoic, kind of hard, soft that Paiyu is. And Null seems so soft and sad. He does seem so soft.
Sad. That seems
that's a like very that. Bad day.
I want that to be embroidered on a sweater. Soft and sad.
Soft and sad. My cozy sweater.
No, I think you're totally right. Like, Paiyu's character was so unique and like confident and like dominant, I feel like, right? Yeah. And yeah, his character in this series is very different. So already like that's kind of changed things up. So it's like, oh, that's so cool to think about. You know, just like to see actors. The best thing I think about actors that continue to do projects together is like when you get to see them change up their dynamics with each other in different projects. I truly feel like it's like the best thing. And I know a lot of people really like, man, I really liked them this way. And I'm so glad that they're doing this other project. And it's like the same kind of vibe. I feel like I thrive when I see them just completely throw the old stuff out the door and give us something completely new. I'm just, yeah.
Yeah, like I'm just excited because I know like you know the actors still have to go through an audition process. So to be able to, within the same production studio, pull yourself out of the typecast to prove that you can do this new role. Like I'm really excited to see them to pull that off.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else? We also have, I wish we had gotten Om and Anand's POV from Vice Versa. That would have been so freaking cool. We expected it.
We seriously thought
like halfway through the series it was going to switch, and the fact that it didn't like completely threw us off.
Yeah. It was like missed opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah. or we expected there to be like a season 2 to just kind of follow up like what exactly happened because a lot did happen apparently when they went back, and we never got closure on that. And they even did that follow-up special episode in there. What was that? Our Sky 2? What was that called?
Yeah, I think so.
With all the episodes. And yeah, they still didn't chose not to give us the closure we wanted. Man, but yeah, so body swapping and parallel universes are definitely popular tropes right now.
Yeah.
This is true. And it's interesting because I feel like they've been very popular tropes in Chinese novels. And so it's an interesting parallel to see that as we're getting the more plot-driven series that aren't necessarily from China, like some are being adapted from Chinese stories, but they, like, not all of them are, but we're still adapting those tropes as we're picking up more plot.
Yeah. I think it goes to show in some regards. I mean, it's like, I hate saying things like this because it's like, I don't want to make assumptions, but I think it goes to show that, like, you can only do the same tropes and the same plots so long before it's just, you've got to bring some other stuff in.
Yeah.
And then I know we got so many comments at once, but I think you jumped over one by accident. Pyurain said the 4 minutes production team worked on this one. And I'm honestly like, I'm hung up on this. Really? I hadn't heard that. Why did that come up in my research?
Wait, what?
Oh,
keep talking, please hold.
Sorry, we have a husky. Sorry, she gets kind of vocal at night. Oh my gosh, that's so cool. Actually, I mean, I didn't need like more reasons to be excited, but now I'm thrilled.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I am so glad that this is coming out, and I think the countdown had said like 20-ish days, January 5th. Is when we can catch this one. And so I'm glad it's coming up soon in a couple weeks.
Oh, man. I so wish we could just have a huge streaming party for some of these things.
Okay, moving on.
Okay, moving on.
All right. The next one we have is a pretty awesome teaser trailer for the show called Reset. Mm-hmm. And that one will be starring Pond and Peter Pan. And
there are many ponds. Which pond is this?
Oh, shoot. I don't know.
This is the pond from the series that's airing now, Forever You. So
Right. Because we were talking about how different Pond looked.
Yeah. So Pond and Kuhart. Right. So this is this pond. And I honestly, if you guys didn't notice, it was him in the trailer. 10,000%. He has like long hair in it. It looks great on him. And he was completely unrecognizable. That was a new man.
That was a new man. Oh, geez. Okay. So the summary that we Kim found is that the story follows Armin, a renowned actor who meets an untimely death after being portrayed by his. That is not what it says. That is not what it says. At all. Please let me retry reading that again.
Take it slow. Deep breaths.
I'm struggling today. Okay. The story follows Armin, a renowned actor who meets an untimely death after being betrayed by his lover. Miraculously, he is reborn into his younger self, granting him a second chance to navigate the entertainment industry and reclaim his status as a superstar. This plot sounds a lot like something that a pilot trailer was released for like last year or the year before that we never saw.
Do you know what it is reminding me of, actually, a little bit? Not really, but it's in the same vein because it's traveling back in time to save someone and there's like celebrity-ish stuff involved, but the Rearrange series from FRT that we talked about
A couple weeks ago. Yeah.
So I think next year is going to be like the era of like time travel or dimensional travel. That's kind of what I'm feeling right now.
Yeah, no, because it just rings a bell for it was like one of those really long pilot trailers. Where there was definitely an actor who had died, but I don't think it was the actor that was reborn. I think his lover got to go back in the past to try and save the actor from whatever choices led him down. And I could be talking about something that was released and we just never watched it.
Like car accident and like his heart stopped.
I don't remember. I only remember bits and pieces of the pilot trailer. So I'm just going to stop talking about it.
I think it's what I'm thinking about. And yeah, it sadly did not make it. But here we have this.
But we have this instead. Yay! Okay, so what fans appreciate about the novel. The novel is by the author Crystal Jade. Mm-hmm. Okay, so... All right. They appreciate the engaging plot. Mm-hmm. Readers are captivated by the unique premise of reincarnation. Unique. It's not that unique, but of reincarnation and the protagonist's journey to rebuild his career and life, offering a blend of drama and romance. The character development, the novel delves deep into Armin's personal growth, exploring themes of resilience, redemption, and the complexities of the entertainment world. I wonder what kind of call outs we will see in regards to that. Emotional depth. The narrative effectively portrays the emotional struggles and triumphs of the characters, resonating with readers on a personal level. Mm-hmm. The novel's popularity is evident with over 8 million views. That is a crazy high number for a Thai novel. Like,
yeah.
Leading to an adaptation into a television series that is scheduled to broadcast in 2025.
Yeah.
So
I think it's something that I find. So I'm 10,000% like on board with this. Again, I'm already sold on all of these, but I do think it's like kind of funny. Like when I was thinking about this, like, okay, so the story follows Armin, a renowned actor who meets an untimely death. And then basically in his second chance, his primary goal is to reclaim his status as a superstar.
I think it's interesting because, okay, so in Up in Poom's series, which was called My Stand-In. You know, he kind of died because he was betrayed by his, betrayed by his lover, but like bad past, but still ended up with the same person.
Mm-hmm.
This one, it's a BL. And, you know, he died because he was betrayed by his lover. But in getting his second chance, nothing in this thing says, like,
who's going to be.
Does he still end up with that lover? Or does he end up with
giving the lovers coming back.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it's kind of giving the lovers coming back vibes. So.
Oh, but that's kind of cool, though. Like, because imagine he's going to have his guard, like, way up. So I wonder what the betrayal is. Like, I feel like that's important in this, right? So,
yeah, because I guess you could argue from my standpoint he died because of the betrayal.
Yeah, and it could be a misunderstanding. That is the case in a lot of novels, that it is a betrayal, but it's... But
really,
it's
it was just a misunderstanding.
I'm telling you, should we... I mean, yeah, like, I feel like on some bets. Level, for some of these, we should take bets. Yeah. Oh gosh.
M says it's giving a mix of 4 minute and my stand-in just a little bit. I'm ready.
A little bit. Yeah. I feel
I wonder. I feel like 4 minutes has probably influenced the decision of where a lot of these 2025 BLs are gonna go.
Yeah. Interestingly, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, well, moving on to our next one. So I will admit that our next one out of all of the series that I selected for today is probably the one that is the most similar to series that we have seen, but I am going to just elevate it a little bit because it is my sweetheart, Jom, and I am so excited for Saint and Poom. I feel like if there's ever a an opportunity for us to, like, we're like talking about 2025 and like things we're excited for, this one is always just going to be like,
like the fact that out. Is coming back to BL.
It's so exciting. And also with Poom, like, I feel like I never saw this coming. That's probably what it is I never imagined that Saint would come back. And And I really liked Poem in the Science. So it's really exciting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, obviously, like, you know, we fully respect, God, I cannot speak today. We fully respect and understand all of Saint's choices in choosing to not act in BLs anymore. And so the fact that he is coming back, because for many, many of us, not just myself and Kim, you know, he was our first and will always remain like the top BL actor, BL couple that we saw, experienced when we came into the live action Thai BL world.
Yeah.
And so he will always hold a place in our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it's just like reviving a fandom from the dead.
Yeah. And I feel like maybe what's a little bit special about it too is that I feel like there is so much stuff that goes on like within the politics of kind of the BL world, you know, that makes it really difficult to navigate. And I think that when enough things happen, I think for some actors, like it makes sense for them to like step back and want to do other things. Mm-hmm. So I think maybe what I hope is the case, and it seems like is the case, is that Idol Factory has evolved to be a very safe space for the people who are, for the actors and probably for everyone who kind of participates in it. And in all honesty, that just makes me really, really, really happy and grateful, because I just think sometimes, no matter what it is, some industries can just be really hard to navigate, you know? And so I like the idea that he loves this company enough to like get on the same level as the actors and like act again. That's really cool, you know? So anyways, let's read a little bit about this story. All right. The story follows Yothin, a young man who becomes entangled with the girlfriend of a mafia boss's son. Let's go ahead and connect those dots. All right. Yothin is a young man who becomes entangled with the girlfriend of a mafia boss's son. All right. Leading to a dangerous altercation. To ensure his safety, Yothin's father sends him to the countryside, specifically Bangpo, where he is placed under the care of the sub-district headman, a close friend to his father. There, Yothin meets Jom Kwan, the village headman and grandson of the sub-district headman, who is tasked with overseeing Yothin's probation. As Yothin spends more time with Jom Kwan, his perception of the village headman begins to change, leading to unexpected developments in their friendship. As I put this together earlier today, I realized that this premise is quite familiar to me, and it should be familiar to you too, but it is going to be familiar from a series that I think a lot of people chewed really quickly and then moved on from. Do you guys remember with GMM TV, they had Jung Dunk's first series, Star in My Mind, and then the second series, Sky in Your Heart, My Heart, Star in My Mind, Sky in Your Heart, Mech and Mark's series. This is quite similar.
Okay, yeah.
This is quite similar. And then also I feel like we get a little bit of those Tale of a Thousand Stars vibes, right? Where you have someone who is kind of in the city and makes poor decisions, but then
ends up going
to the countryside. Yeah.
We'll make some poor decisions while trying to do the right thing.
Yeah. But I will say that, I'm really excited to see Poom play kind of like a city bad boy. Like, I feel like that's gonna be fun.
That'll be interesting.
It's gonna be, yeah. It's so funny. Oh, and Emily said, if anyone knows, it reads a little like Love Tractor. You know,
yeah.
I only watched the first couple of episodes of that, so I don't remember the plot.
I think I read the manhwa.
Oh, did you?
To a certain point. And yeah, anyone leaving the big city to a village.
I have I did read that it's like a comedic drama. So I feel like that's kind of fun too. I mean, I'm going to be really honest, guys. I'm grateful in whatever capacity that Saint has come back, but I truly, truly now like await the day that we truly get like Red Flag Saint in a show. Like I really hope it comes. But at the same time, I don't think we've ever seen Saint be like comedic, or not that I expect. I think the situations will be funny and not necessarily that he will be comedic, but I don't think it's something new. I don't think we've seen this with him before. So that makes me feel excited as well.
Yeah.
All right, so when looking into people who have read the novel, which is the author of the novel is I truly it's Naoto, so I don't know if that is like
Now
Naoto. I'm so concerned about pronunciation for everything.
it's like Naruto, it's just missing all the other, just missing the
Naruto,
R, Naoto.
Naoto. But looking into kind of what Thai people who have read the novel have kind of taken away from it. It is basically that the plot is really fun and interesting. It is a flirtatious young city boy who moves to the countryside and meets it's kind of funny because they kept translating it as village elder, which gives somebody who's older than him in the village, but I don't think elder in the way that we think of it. And developing a relationship that kind of develops from there. So I think that'll be kind of fun. I like that dynamic. Also, character development. I think there's a lot of character development for the main character, Jotun, coming from the city and going to the countryside. And I think we've seen a lot of different shades of this type of thing in other series, like I was saying. So I'm interested to see like what colors this series will be on the canvas, of this premise. And a lot of people really like series that take place in like rural atmospheres, it seems. So I think people really like the portrayal of rural atmospheres in the series. And a lot of people have thought that the story is a really good balance of like humor and comedy, and that it's like really fun to follow along the story. So I know. Diego.
Village elder, and it's a man in his mid-20s.
I can't with this link, like truly.
Why is Thailand like this?
Oh my gosh, like 25, it's over. I'm sorry. If you haven't
Over
gotten the memo, if you haven't taken Flintstone vitamins before age 25, just
the hill. Alrighty. Housekeeping question, just because we dove deeper into this than I think we expected. Which of the last three do we want to cover?
Okay. So we need to keep our podcast today at about an hour. Sorry, guys. And as usual, we just talk a lot. Okay. So how about we let you guys know? So we will continue this at our next podcast. So we'll keep trucking through. Trust me, we have plenty. So I am going to go ahead and let you guys know the other series that we have. The Goodreads summaries really deliver. They really do. It's a little traumatizing. All right, so I'll let you know the ones that we have left, and maybe you guys can let us know what you guys would like to hear more about. So the
One.
last three that we had, Shine from Beyond Cloud, the new series with Mile and a Bow. I will be frank with you guys, though. This is another series, though, where there's not quite a lot of information out, but the information that is out is interesting. Love of Siloam, which is the new series with Upin Poom. And the last one is Me and Who, which is Damundi's new series, I think with Mandy, that's starring Biggin Park. And they were the actors that were just in Monster Next Door. So, which one of those would you guys like to hear about? We'll
You
just
are
play some
staring at
Jeopardy music here.
the
Also, I'm losing my voice for no reason.
You're talking too much, Kim. All of them is not an option right now.
I'm sorry. I don't know. If you guys follow us on Instagram, you'll know that we had an interview last night. And we have gotten like 4 hours of sleep.
Please. I mean, here's what we could do. I know next week is Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah.
But despite that, you know, it's not like, I don't think we have plans. Ooh, do we have plans? Ooh, I better check if we have plans. we don't have plans. Oh, no, wait. I think my sister is actually usually off on Tuesdays, so we might have plans.
My family lives out of state, so I am con diao.
Yeah, and so I don't know when Christmas is happening at my house. But I will say the next podcast that we do, we can wrap up these last three because it's either going to be on Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve.
Why don't we do this? Tinsley threw out me and who. Let's do me and who because I put together there. It's not like these are the only series. I would love to deep dive in more series that have been announced. So why don't we do me and who, and we'll put the other two aside for next week and we'll add some more. I'm so sorry, guys. Our husky wants to play.
Okay, we have to keep this quick because she might have to go out.
Ooh, okay. All right, go for it. Dive in.
Okay. All right, so Me and Who, starring Biggin Park. This one, I think, is through WeTV, actually, because they're WeTV actors. And then it also has Sang, who from Billy Sang. He was in Knock Knock Boys as well. The novel was authored by Wicked Wish. All right, so the story follows Poptorn, a man plagued by misfortune who unexpectedly finds himself transmigrated into the body of a Po-Yoi, the heir to a billionaire empire. Apo is engaged to Surya. Oh God, you wrote the last name.
Surya
Dechakon, the heir to a luxury hotel chain. Complicating matters, Surya possesses the ability to read minds, leading to Poptorn's secret being exposed during their very first meeting.
I didn't get mind reader in that trailer.
It was there.
Was? Oh, it was.
It was. There was a pretty big part a little bit later on.
You're. You know what? I confused.
I missed it.
I confused this trailer with another one just now. I don't know how, but I did. I got it. All right, carry on.
I'm sorry. I'm going to throw you under the bus.
You can. Look. Do you know how many Goodreads reviews I've gone through today? I remember. Dum-dai.
Oh, gosh. Okay. The big question is, the thing about Me and Who, did Apo travel into another universe after he died, or was he reborn? That's a good question. I feel like, I don't know. Because, you know, in this world, we don't have mind reading, so maybe it's another universe. Because, yeah, he basically woke up in the body of a billionaire. So it's kind of like my stand-in, where I think he dies and then winds up in someone else's body.
I feel like, that's a really good question. I do really wonder. It's interesting because as much as we can kind of like dig and get information, some of these like tiny details just aren't there. And then on a funny note, I almost feel like sometimes series don't really answer them. Like, for instance, Tinsley just asked, also, please, why can he read minds? I bet you they're not going to give us a reason. It's just going to be he can. Or that when he like, it's a power he got when he like transferred bodies. But that still feels too anime for like a Thai show.
So the one that can read minds is the fiance who's already a billionaire.
Okay.
Our main character died.
Confused with the series. Okay, I'm just gonna let banana. I'm just gonna let banana have at it.
Oh gosh. So yeah, our main character cannot read minds. He's currently navigating the situation of like, I'm suddenly a billionaire and I am engaged to a man who is also a billionaire, and I can't let them know that I am not actually their son. And so he gets this because, but I guess the positive spin is that because he's figured out right away, his fiance can basically train him on how to act, because I guess the fiance doesn't actually love the original character. So he's like,
that's why he can read minds. It's a plot. It's a plot premise. It's a plot device. No, seriously. It's a plot.
Yeah. So yeah, he helps him out. And as they go along, you know, he's starting to fall in love and trying to fight it. And so I'm actually pretty excited for this one.
Me too.
Just because I love the trailer, but
yeah. I was gonna say, how many people you guys are so mean to me.
I very intentionally am not
Banana just read the plot. The plot follows Pobtorn, a man plagued by misfortune who How, just out of curiosity though, how many of you guys were excited though to see Seng kind of come up in the trailer? I was actually really excited. There's some other people in this cast too that, you know, I'm excited for as well. Like, I think Jeng is going to be in it, and I feel like I've seen him as kind of like a side character in some GMM TV series. And I don't know if any of you guys are watching Caged Again right now, but you know, like the student at the school who's like the swimmer who is like the lead of the swim team or whatever. So it's that character. So he's gonna be, or that actor, so he'll be in this too. So I feel like there's a lot of characters that I've seen, or like actors that I've seen around as well, that I'm kind of like happy to see again.
Yeah, I wonder if this is gonna be like the one that
Tommy, we, yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, we super focuses on for next year.
Yeah.
As they're, because like they actually, they even released like a teaser image before they dropped the pilot trailer. So
yeah. It's so exciting.
But yeah. Okay. That's
I was just in there. You can ask me more about this next time.
After she rewatches the trailer.
I swear I watched it, but sometimes trailers come out, you know, in Thai time, and I end up watching them like right when I wake up, which is like 5:30 in the morning. And that trailer was very long. It was very long. And I don't know if 5:30 Kim had like the brain power for like a 10 minute trailer. So I think I retained what I retained. And I was excited. Oh shoot.
Oh my god.
Well, it was so fun hanging out today. We'll save the other two for next time. I'll get some more as well. And honestly, we also really want to talk about our top series from this year. So keep an eye out for our episode about that too. So yeah. I feel like it's probably gonna be the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I have no idea what our schedule is gonna be like with the holidays and stuff. So like, here's our idea board of what we could be talking about. And we'll just have to wait and see what happens. So I don't know. We might be taking a break next week. We might not. I need to talk to my family.
Kim hosts alone.
Kim hosts
all alone. Right. Today, there's no one to correct me.
Listen, it wasn't just me. Lovely audience in the comments.
I love you guys. I truly do. I look forward to every Tuesday.
Oh gosh.
Thanks, Emily. Well, thanks so much, guys. I hope everyone has an amazing night tonight. And we'll be seeing you soon. Keep an eye on our socials. We'll let you know. When we'll be there. Oh, and also, we have something really exciting happening this weekend.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, you caught it.
So, you know, every month we typically do a series sleepover series event. And it's been really exciting. A lot of the times we'll kind of do it on our own and with other creators, but we've been really lucky. And, you know, for Halloween, we were able to, you know, we invited Moss and Bank to come, and that was really fun. So this Saturday is another really, really fun one. This is actually going to have the two leads from Winter Is Not the Death of Summer, but the Birth of Spring, Art and Mark, who are absolutely amazing. We had the wonderful opportunity of meeting them and the rest of the cast when we were in Thailand. Something also really awesome about these two that I think is just kind of cool for inner fans is that they are like completely fluent in English. So this will be a really fun time. I think they're really excited to interact with fans and kind of meet and engage more. So I'm really hoping if you guys are able to attend that you can let your friends know if possible, if you could visit our Twitter and our Instagram and share out the invite, because this studio is a little bit new. I think we've just got to kind of support them as much as possible, but please trust Banana and I when we say that these two are incredibly talented. Like really, really. I truly believe there are a lot of people that you meet and you think they're going to go really far, like really far. And we're just lucky we're in this space where we've met them at the beginning of that journey. So I really hope that you guys are able to attend. So please come. It's at 6 a.m. Pacific time, and it will be a live stream event. So very interactive. It's going to be kind of like, I don't know, a lot of times they almost feel like little online fan meets. But if you are able to come, it would be amazing. I think it's going to be so much fun. And I know that they would really, really love to engage with fans.
Yeah. And if you haven't watched their series yet, it is available for free on YouTube. The episodes are only like 10 minutes a piece, so it'll be very easy to quickly blast through and catch up and see just how amazing these actors are. Before you join. So
yeah, check it out for sure.
Okay, on that note, we'll see you guys next time. Next time will be to be determined.
If it's not next Tuesday, it'll be the Tuesday after, but we will let you know. Keep an eye on socials.
All right.
All right.
On that note, bye guys.
Bye everybody.
Bye.